just remember in Australia when we were little, like, we would get hidings out in public and nobody would say anything. Oh, but yeah, now yeah. It's like, as soon as somebody gets a slap on the wrist, it's like the police are called. They're
so protected. Yeah. Child abuse.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 4.
Woohoo! And it's been 1 year, Terrell.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
Oh my goodness, how could you forget?
And we've been having so much fun. That's why, like, we just... I mean, for me at least, I totally forgot that, you know, we reached a year. 1 year anniversary.
Yay! Whee! DT Talks has been around for a year and we've talked about so many good things.
I know, I'm... just so happy that we're able to do this, right?
I know. It's been going good, especially with the support of our listeners, friends, you know, family.
That's true. What's one thing that you are happy about this podcast, at least?
Honestly, Jira, I'm glad we're doing this together.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Before, I would think, oh, I always wanted my own podcast. But, like, doing it together with you, I feel it's much more better. Like, we have a good flow, you know?
Yes, that's right. I agree. Like, I feel like that's for me too. Like, I wanted to do one, but I knew that I can't just do it by myself because it takes a lot of effort, takes a toll of you and a lot of planning and whatnot. Yes. But I feel like I'd say the same thing too. You know, if we didn't do it together, it would have been a very disastrous podcast and we would have stopped and stopped being motivated and discouraged at the same and being discouraged at the same time. Yeah.
Aww. That's so sweet.
So it was a good thing. It was a good thing.
Yeah, it was really good. Hopefully we'll get better. Hopefully our listeners help spread DT Talks.
Yes.
Spread the love.
Spread the news. Spread the messages that we have about our aloha spirit, our good positivity that we want to share all the time.
And of course, with good news, shall we get to the segment with Uncle Terrell?
Yes. Here we go. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from the Good News Network.org.
Aha, welcome back.
Uncle Terrell always like to talk about good news because good news always make Uncle Terrell very flustered.
Okay.
Uncle Terrell just learned this new word. Very nice to use. Every day, Uncle Terrell feel flustered.
Okay.
I don't know what it means, but I know how to use the word.
Good for you, Uncle Terrell.
Okay, the news is, this is very short and very simple. It says here, Dad hilariously struggles to keep triplets from climbing furniture.
Oh, okay.
There's a video on it. If you want to watch, you can go to the goodnewsnetwork.org. And then that's the first headliner for today. Okay?
Okay.
Thoughts here says, we don't have the details, but a video has gone viral for its amusing peek into a parent's life with triplets. With all three kiddos walking around the room at the same time, our immediate reaction was, that's a full-time job right there. Just like the mama bear that needed to get all four cups across the road, we couldn't help but smile and relate to this dad who is doing his best to keep two of the triplet babies from climbing onto the kitchen table from multiple chairs.
Oh my gosh.
If the family could bottle up such youthful determination, they have plenty of buyers. I think Uncle Terrell, after watching this video, make me very, very, very laughing.
Yes, very laughing.
Yes, very, very laughing because it's very funny. This video, you see this dad trying to carry the boys around, but then they keep climbing the chairs. And then he stacked up the chairs on the table and then all the babies started crying.
Aww, you gotta watch that video later.
See, this makes Uncle Terrell very, very sad because Uncle Terrell always wants to have babies.
Aww. It's okay. Soon you'll be able to find someone.
It's okay. Uncle Terrell is very happy being single.
Oh, okay then.
Being single is always nice because you can do whatever you want. Nobody need to nag you. Nobody need to tell you what to do.
True.
That is Uncle Taro's life.
It's okay, Uncle Taro. As long as you're happy.
That is what matters, okay?
Okay.
Your happiness is your choice. So you better choose to be single always.
Oh man, advice from Uncle Taro.
Okay, this is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
Alright, much mahalo, Uncle Taro. We will check that video out. Thank you again for providing us with good news. If being single makes you happy, then go for it.
Sure.
But yes, today we are happy to hear from our special guest.
Yes, this is one of my wonderful friends here, all the way from the land down under. Fantastic sense of humor, and she has a lot of things to say. We'll have her introduce herself.
Hi guys, my name is Ula. And I'm from Sydney, Australia, although I'm Samoan. Yeah, and I'm double majoring in human resources and communications, and I'm grateful to be here today.
Nice.
Nice. Human resources and communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is fun. Okay, well, thank you for joining us today so much.
I mean, how do you feel now being our guest today?
I feel so honored. I always listen to your guys' podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
She's so sweet.
So yeah, I'm grateful to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes. We just know like this episode is perfect for you especially because this topic is... We're going to talk about it in a little bit.
Yes, yes, yeah. But first, of course, we want to get to know her better. So let's get into the segment of Would You Rather?
Yeah.
So are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go. Okay, first question. Would you rather spend the day with your favorite person or favorite movie star?
I think this is an easy one. I would rather spend the day with my favorite person.
Who would it be?
My little sister.
Oh, so sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, movie stars are boring.
That's true, yeah. You don't know how they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just saying that you don't have like any taste in movie stars.
Well, I don't know them personally to enjoy myself, I reckon.
Okay. Interesting, true. Interesting. So not even Chris Hemsworth.
Maybe Chris Pratt.
Okay.
The other Chris.
The other Chris, there we go.
Okay, all right. Would you rather date someone you met online or go on a blind date?
Go on a blind date.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. There's too many catfishes in this world to even trust anybody online.
Okay.
Yeah, so at least with a blind date, you know that it's being set up and the other person is real, I guess.
So you're assuming like blind dates are like real people?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't...
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't go on a blind date if your friend didn't set it up.
That's true, yeah. That's true. Interesting.
Yes.
Next question. Would you rather own a boat or a plane?
This one's a little bit harder. I would love to own a boat because I like to go sailing, but I also would rather own a plane because I can go home and see my family.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like planes kind of like 24/7 accessible, whereas boats, you have to look at the tides and... I don't know anything about boats.
That's
but
true. That's why.
I was ready for him to continue. I was like, for the tie.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Would you rather be part of an arranged marriage or spend your life as a single person?
Oh. I think I would rather spend my life as a single person.
Okay. Just can't handle like any arranged marriage.
Well, I mean...
You don't trust your family.
Wait, is arranged marriage from my family?
Well, like... It has to be, unless it's, you know, government's doing it. I don't know.
I wouldn't trust the government.
I wouldn't trust the government. I probably wouldn't trust my family. My sister would probably play a prank on me. Get some old man.
Sugar daddy.
I mean, if he's got money and he's about to die.
Oh! Secret's out.
I'm kidding.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, final would you rather. Would you rather be known for your intelligence or your good looks?
Oh, definitely intelligence. Mm-hmm. I would rather be ugly and rich than poor and good looking.
Like from the other episode.
Yeah, I remember that. You tell that, sister.
Oh, man, this is fun.
Well, listeners, friends and family, I'm glad that you guys know Ula's sense of humor right here. Hopefully you're going to enjoy what we're going to talk about here today, and we're going to get right into our topic for today.
Okay, so today's topic, this was also another suggestion from our listeners, and this listener especially feels like generations nowadays, they are a little different to the idea of respect.
Yeah, exactly. So we will dive in a little deeper into the topic specifically by addressing whether we are forgetting the value of respect for this episode.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so firstly, guys, I'm going to ask, do you think respect in general is important?
Yes, I definitely think respect is important.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like respect can only be earned when you have like a deeper relationship and whatnot. Or like just to begin with, I think it is important, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Deidre?
That's right. I do think respect in general is important. Of course, like receiving respect from others is important. Of course, it will help us to feel safe and to express ourselves. Many cultures around the world, they are built on respecting our elders. And I know like for a fact in the Indian culture, elders are definitely given special respect, which is also similar to Latin cultures with the tradition of respecting their elders.
Yeah, true on that. In China, Confucian law actually encourages respect for families and their older members. However, there seems to be an issue with the westernization of the world that has confused the younger generation on how to treat their elders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in your culture, you guys, how important is it to respect your elders?
It's really important. Like I said earlier, I was born in New Zealand but raised in Australia, but I was raised in a Samoan home. And so we're always taught how important it is to fa'aloalo. That's the Samoan word for respect. And everybody, when you're at church, when you're with family, when you're out, you always give way to those or to elders. And so respect is a very big and important part of the Samoan culture.
Yeah,
I always respect that. Like, I've been to a few families back in Australia who are Samoan or Tongan, or just in general where their culture really respects their elders and family. I feel like, I can really feel it without even like talking sometimes. So it's very interesting. But for my culture, for Chinese culture at least, in my family, like, we always need to respect to the ones who are older than us or more experienced than us, whether it be work or family or friends, you know, your peers who are older than you. You need to treat them as someone who's respectful. Even to the ones who did bad things in life, you still gotta respect because they are older than you and all that.
Wait, like, Terrell, in your one, when you're eating, do you have, like, a way of, like, respecting the oldest one eats first?
So, in my culture, whenever you eat, we don't do it these days because the culture's dying, sadly.
Okay.
But what I used to do when I was younger is that we usually greet the ones who are older to eat first. It would start with, like, grandma eat first, or grandpa eat first, and then just all the lines down, mom, dad, uncles, aunties. Do we do cousins? I don't remember, but we would just go down all the way to the ones who are older than us would say, like, okay, eat.
That's interesting, because it's exactly the same in Samoan culture.
Oh, really?
We feed the elders. Well, we feed the parents, and then we feed the children, and then those who are serving get to eat.
Interesting. Yeah, some similarities right there. What about you, Deidre?
That's true. Well, I mean, in both my parents' culture, I can see that definitely we have to respect our elders. I remember my mom would scold us. She's like, you don't eat first or whatever. You let the older ones eat first. She would say that. And then I remember when I went to Kiribati, it was interesting because, like, in their culture, the guests are given the top priority, especially if you're a foreigner and you're a guest. No one else will eat until you eat first. Like, not even just start eating. Like, as you're eating your meal, they'll still wait for you before they will then let the older ones eat and the kids eat and such.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's very interesting.
Yeah, I think like our generations at least, we were taught to understand what respect means, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, do you guys feel that, you know, nowadays we are starting to forget the value of respect? Do you think?
Yeah. For me personally, I've seen a lot of trends on like social media, especially TikTok, where they're telling people like to call out their elders and the toxic traits that they point out. But a lot of people don't understand that like sometimes these aren't toxic traits. These are just our way of showing respect. The way that the younger generation is taking it is they're like, well, let me call out my parents on the way that they're trying to survive in.
I think the generation nowadays, they just feel that, okay, you know, I can speak my thoughts. Mm. I can say whatever I want. Whereas the times when we were, you know, growing up, we'll get our own hiding, right?
Yeah.
For talking back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. You don't want to get slapped.
Yeah.
Talking back.
I feel like just us three in general, we know what it feels like to be in that position.
Yes. Oh, those are the days.
But I feel like, you know, our parents' generation would have tougher hiding than us. Because I feel like our own parents are more lenient towards us and possibly more loving and more willing to talk to us instead of, you know, only using brute force.
Yeah, well, I agree. I remember when I was younger, me and my siblings were like a far apart. My older siblings are like 6-7 years and then my little sister's 8 years apart. And so like growing up, I saw the way that my parents treated my older siblings and it was very much different to when I grew up and then my little sister grew up.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful that like as time went by, my parents were able to see that actually this method isn't working and I'm going to adapt, but we were also able to adapt. And there was that level of respect, not only from us to elders, but also from elders to the younger generation.
That's pretty cool.
That's good.
But again, I feel like nowadays, I feel that most youth, they just speak their minds, no filter, swears.
There's just no consequences to their actions. Yeah,
I know.
Yes, like, yes, yes. Exactly.
What do you think they think that way, though? It's weird.
I just remember in Australia when we were little, like we would get hidings out in public and nobody would say anything. But now it's like as soon as somebody gets a slap on the wrist, it's like the police are called. They feel protected. Yeah.
Child abuse.
Yeah.
That means all the kids these days are pretty smart then.
Yeah. And they have their phones, they're recording everything. So
true. You know, it's like I noticed something. So like over here, my sister, she has a student who is, I think he's like about 11 years old. My sister always told me how she really does not like that student, her piano student. And I was like wondering why. One day he came to our house for a lesson. Instead of her going to their house, he came over to our house for a lesson. So I like sat in the living room quietly and just observed. And I completely knew why she didn't like him. This boy, he's 11 and he really knows how to talk back at you.
Ooh.
And my sister told me when she went to their house, the way he speaks to his mom is not like how you would speak to your mom. He even calls her by her name.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And like when he's talking to someone else and he's trying to address his mom, he's like, that woman, he would say like that.
That woman.
And, yeah. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, bro, if I do that with my mom, I'll get a freaking slap straight away. It's like the way he talks, like he doesn't have any sign of respect at all, even for his parents, his grandparents, even more so. He doesn't really have a respect because like his grandfather was sick at one point and the grandfather had to stay in their house and the boy was like, how long is that man gonna stay with us?
Wow, no filter.
Yeah,
no sense of respect. Dang.
Yeah,
this little
and
boy.
Then like the yeah and then the mom just lets it be because he's their only son, you know?
How do you balance that, huh? When you have only child, where you're going to spoil all the way through.
I mean, I made it clear to myself, I would not want to spoil my child.
Yeah, like same here.
Oh, man.
It's pretty crazy.
So, kids nowadays, Okay, everyone's like quiet now because they're like,
I'm like, I really don't, no comments if that's the case, because it happens so often these days where you see like kids just do whatever they want and then you feel like, man, during my time, if I do that, I'm gone.
Yeah.
You won't see me tomorrow. Mm. I'm dead.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we're going to get more into all that. But firstly, let's hear what our friends have to say for our next segment.
So yeah, here we go.
In your culture, is it important to respect your elders? Yes, it is very important to respect elders in our culture, because we see them as someone very knowledgeable, someone very wise. They have the final say in every decision making. It's just like a really big aspect of our culture. Whenever things are done, the elders will always have the final say, whether it's like our grandparents, our mom and dad, or our siblings. Growing up, I could never, like, I would get in trouble for talking back to my older siblings. That's just how important it is to respect the elders in our culture and how important they are in our family. It honestly depends on the situation. I would say that if my parents are like being rude to me and I talk back, that is considered very disrespectful of me for talking back to them. No matter if they're right or wrong, we still listen to them. And speaking up in our culture is not something that is taught. That's why we have a very quiet nature. Whatever the elder says, it goes, whether they're being rude or not. And I had to learn that when I came out of Fiji, that it's okay to speak our mind and it's okay to speak up. But back at home, it would be seen as something very disrespectful. But if we should respect our elders, if they're rude, I would say, well, in a culture sense, that is how it is. You still respect them either way. But in my opinion, I don't think so. I would say that yes, generations nowadays are not as respectful to their elders, just because the government is being very, like, you know, children right matters, corporal punishment is being banned. Children nowadays feel like they can just say and do whatever and talk whatever and say whatever to elderly people. And if they have the right to do it, and that's how they use it. They use it against, you know, their parents, their grandparents. And it's very sad, because back in the day, if I were to talk back to my parents and disrespect my grandparents, I would get the beating of my life. But yeah, it's very different with the generation nowadays.
Well, in Filipino culture, we show our highest respect to elders. When we talk to them, we use honorific words to show our politeness, and it is very rude to call the elders by their first name. I think respecting our elders is still the best thing to do, despite their rude attitude and behavior. However, I do not find it rude to argue with older people as long as we restrain ourselves from portraying impolite behavior. I think today's generation is very straightforward and aggressive about their opinions, even to older people, which is viewed as very disrespectful.
Yes, in the Samoan culture, it is super important to respect your elders. It is one of the many things that my parents made sure my siblings and I followed. Here's the thing. When we say they are rude to us, does not mean they hurt our feelings or they are against whatever we want. I believe it does not matter. We still have to uphold the respect they deserve. We need to understand that what they say or do are sometimes the best of interest for us. Even though we don't see it, we should still just follow, because it's part of the culture. And lastly, I believe it all comes down to how people raise their children and how they implement culture tradition. Those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Those are very common things that we shared about earlier, right? Mm. So like the recordings at least. What stood out to you guys after listening?
I think for me, just that last audio recording where he was talking about just going along with what your parents say, whether it's right or wrong. I think the meaning of respect is being able to give it and receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And blind obedience to me is not respect. If you're just blindly being obedient, if the parent is in the wrong or the thing that they tell you to do is wrong and you just go along with it because you're respecting them, but you don't tell them or you don't voice your opinion, then it doesn't, like, that bad thing falls upon you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that respect and like listening to that, because we come from a generation where we were told to be silent when mm-hmm. the elders were speaking.
Yep.
The more mm-hmm. that we grow in society, the more we realize that it's okay to voice your opinion, just don't be rude about it.
Yeah.
And don't be yelling at your parents or yelling at the elders, just like our Filipino brother said in his recording. Mm-hmm. It's okay to say what you're feeling, but in a respectful manner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, always.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What about you, Deidre?
Yeah, that also stood out to me, like, especially the one from the Filipino culture. I was like, we were taught to always show respect to those who are older than us. But then, of course, you know, you're also taught to respect yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't
let anyone, like, make you feel bad and such. So that's something I feel it's important to also know. What about you, Terrell?
Well, I think it really depends on how much relationship you have with that person or your peer or with your grandparents, right? Like, if you get to know them and you know them who they are, then, like, you should know your place sometimes. Like,
true.
But if you're close enough to even talk to them and already know how they are and how they would react, then you are able to open up to talk to them and whatnot, right? And that's the same with your parents. If you have a closer relationship and if you know how they are and if you're able to voice your opinions, you know, you should, because we live in a time where we should speak up instead of just like keeping silent. And again, it depends on your background and your culture. Yes, in a sense, it is very disrespectful because, you know, they're older than you and more wiser in a sense, like what everyone says. But sometimes, you know, it's going to contradict your own beliefs, right? And you're going to say like, you know, I don't want to agree with what you said, but because, you know, you're older than me and you are my great-grandparents or grandparents or parents, you just got to listen and just, you don't have to completely agree with them, right? But you can just listen to them. And at the end of the day, like, respect is earned when you listen.
Mm-hmm. I think this actually answers my question.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, like when someone encounters an elder who might be rude to you, do you still show them respect, you know? Yeah. I guess it's true what you said, right? It depends on how close you are. It depends, like, the scenario, like, compared to, like, someone out there who you don't know, who's older than you, but who's rude.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about, like, if I were in this situation...
Mm.
To me, if I see that they're an old man or woman,
mm-hmm.
and then like, and I know that, you know, like, I shouldn't disrespect them, I won't. But if somebody is being blatantly rude, like, for example, being a Karen, even if they're older than me, like, I would turn around and tell them what I'm feeling.
Yes.
You know, this level of respect that we have for our elders needs to be on the same level, given and received.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, I'm right. Like, yeah, I think about a situation, like, if I were shopping and somebody came up to me and just started yelling at me, I'm gonna turn around and start telling you what's on my mind. So.
Yeah. You know what? I would definitely do the same thing, because, again, like, one, let's say Karen or anyone who just wants to fight back because of your own beliefs, you have every right to do so, man, no matter how old that person is. And if that person is already yelling at you and you already know that person's wrong, then you have every right to fight back if that's the case. You know, I had a situation when I was younger, actually just 2 years ago, when my grandmother, she passed away, by the way. So she's rest in peace for her. I remember at one point when I was moving in, we were trying to help her, you know, because she's getting old and she can't walk, obviously. And then when I'm trying to move in stuff, because she's really afraid of dogs, we had a little pet. Her name's Coffee. It's half Maltese, half Shih Tzu. Anyways, she didn't like the dog, but she was trying to accept it. But then at the same time, I think she has bipolar because she does have a switch of emotions. So when I was trying to pack stuff and move stuff over, she was like, no, don't move in anymore. I don't want you to move in. I was like, why? And she's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, you're not giving me a reason. And that's the time where I realized, should I really put respect on the line when I'm trying to help her in the long run? Or should I listen to her now and just move away? No, at the end of it, I still put the stuff in the house and she was very angry at me. And then after a few months later, she said, I regret my decision. Please move in. I'm getting old. I'm like, you know, like, talked to you about this before and you were not listening. And how am I going to respect you as an elder? Like, for you as an elder, right? So I'm like, I told her, like, you know what? I'll let you know if I'm moving in or not. But, like, either way, I still helped her, you know. Yeah. Again, she's my grandmother. And again, respect is earned, or respect is supposed to be in the family, and you're supposed to help each other out in order to maintain that respect level in the family. But yeah, that's my story. Hopefully it gives you an idea what respect is sometimes. Sometimes it is, respect comes from love too.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I think about like respecting our elders, but then I also think about like, what would I do if another elder came and started fighting with my parents?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, do I show respect or do I throw hands? Like,
that's true, yeah.
It's true.
I mean, if you're given that scenario, that's super awkward. You're trying to help, but then you're like, should I know my place or should I step in?
Yeah. True. Very true.
But again, like if someone's in danger, you know, and if you are capable of helping, you know, don't think twice, just do it.
It's true. So many like scenarios that you can think of.
Yeah.
Okay, but then in general, why do you guys think we should respect our elders?
In the Samoan culture, respecting our elders brings blessings.
I wish it's the same for Chinese culture, but okay.
But like every time you serve them or they show you love, you just know that you're going to have a blessed life and you're going to receive lots and lots of blessings. So I guess that's why, not the only reason we respect our elders, but one of the reasons that we show respect.
Interesting.
Nice. I actually see that a lot, like when I hang out with my Samoan friends and such. It was always like it was a learning experience for me. Like I just see how effortlessly they just would drop everything if like their old mom or something would ask them, can you please come help me this? Can you bring this for me? Can you do this? And they'll just, like, they won't hesitate. They'll do it straight away.
Yeah, I really like commend those who actually do that, because it takes a lot of effort, a lot of mental power as well, just to
a lot of patience,
humility as well, you know, just to suck it in and not fight back, but to... Yeah, I mean, we all know what it feels like to be in that position, but then like if you think about it, like all the younger ones, like do they actually know how to pay respects to the elders? I feel like they say a lot of bad things.
But then what do you guys think though when people say that, oh, the younger generation is like this because of the generation who raised them? So it's like,
it's hard to say, because like everyone raises their children very differently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that social media has a big influence on the way that children are being raised in this generation.
Yeah, that's true.
Media, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no, like, we say, like, the parents are raising them, but also the TV is raising them.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is raising them.
Yeah.
TikTok at this point.
Yeah. Cocoa Melon.
Cocoa Melon, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Number one YouTube channel in... on YouTube. Has the most subscribers, if anything. To answer your question, Deidre, I don't think I did earlier. I think we should respect our elders because, again, it goes back to what I said before, that they're wiser than us.
Mm.
They know more things than us. They are more experienced. And that's why they nag all the time to her.
Yes, that's true. That is true, yeah.
Yeah, and...
because they have walked our shoes before, in a way.
Or if not, they've suffered more than us.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know, I feel like the generations before us, they never knew what mental health was.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
100%.
And so I feel like paying respect to them is like, should be viewed that way sometimes, because they don't know what it is. They sometimes just shake it off and they just keep working just so they won't have to think about it.
Yeah.
So I think in a sense, if we look at this direction at least, we'll be able to respect them even more, and then we'll be able to understand. Because like, if you think about it, some of our grandparents, they actually not went through war, but they experienced what it's like in the middle of war, right?
Yes.
And so... I think if we turn ourselves to that direction and in that perspective, at least we can understand how to respect them, or like how respect is supposed to be for our elders, right?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Even like I think about the journey of my parents personally, like they moved from Samoa to New Zealand and they didn't know any English. My dad always says all he knew how to say was like yes, no, and thank you, you know, and so like... to see, and I can't blame them for the way that they parented, because they were doing the best that they could yes. with what they had in yes. a land that they didn't even know the language. And we moved from New Zealand to Australia when I was 3. My parents gave us the best life that they could. And so I think that, yeah, just looking at that and seeing the way that they were able to overcome these things, my respect for them is just through the roof.
Yeah.
It's very true, yeah.
Yeah, I would say the same thing too, because my mom really worked very hard just to give the life that she couldn't envision the life that I'm right now. But but she's very happy that, you know, where I am right now. But at the same time, I respect my mom more because she gives everything.
Yeah.
Every single thing. I already said it. just for me. You know, if you if you know what respect is that someone who actually almost give up their life just for you.
Yeah.
You know, and that should be a way of us of viewing a form of respect, at least, right?
Yeah, it's very true what you guys said. Like, as you're speaking about that, I'm like thinking back of my family as well, what they had to go through. Like, my grandma lived during the war. I remember, she would tell me all the Japanese would come over and such. And then my mom, like, how she had to move here to Malaysia and when she was only like 21 and then like having kids at my age. She already had 2 kids now, raising them at home in a country where she doesn't really speak the language. So it's like I do have extra respect for them. Sure,
which is a good thing though. Like, I feel like our generation, like millennial / Gen Z, like half of Gen Z, we're able to understand our parents and grandparents slightly more than the ones that's right now. So my question is, you know, what are some ways we can better respect others and ourselves too?
Not just elders, like anybody.
Yeah, in general, or like parents as well, grandparents.
Or even other cultures.
I think for me, like, a big part of respect is time, the amount of time that you invest in people, that shows how much you respect them and you value them as people.
Great answer, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going along with what Ula said. You know, like, if you're using precious time, spending precious time with friends, family, yourself, it shows how much respect you show to yourself and to others and how much value you have for them. What about you, Deidre?
Yeah. As I think back about it. I know we were talking about, like, you know, really showing respect, especially for your elders. But then, of course, I don't know. But for me, I was taught as well to respect other people as well, especially those of different cultures, of those who live a harder life, you know, especially those who are going through so much in their life, how they also deserve respect. Because many times in some cultures, they'll look down on those who are poor, who are sick and such. But I remember my mom always taught me, never do that to them. Like, they have their own life, you don't know what they experience, and you should still respect them, you know. I think that's something that I always remember, is that to really show respect for someone, I have to think of what they might have gone through, because I don't know their story. Again, like, just like how Terrell's mentioning, like, with mental health, you don't know when someone's actually suffering from something. And to be able to show respect to them, like, it really, it's just so important, you know. Like, you learn from them, they learn from you. Like, it always helps to just always be kind to someone, to show that respect to someone, whether it be an elder or someone of a different culture and such.
Yeah, if we're going through that, I feel like empathizing or seeing in their own perspective is very, very important.
Yes.
So that, you know, again, goes back to the equation, so that we can be respectful, actually understanding, at least, right? What about you, Ula?
Well, I was just thinking about, like, how important it is, especially being in a diverse school with over 72 countries, I think it was. Like, showing respect to different cultures. Because coming here, I thought I was open-minded, and I'm from Australia, it's a multicultural country. But realizing that, like, seeing people and being acquainted with them, and then coming here and actually living with other people, like, there's a lot of cultural differences, and respect comes when we take the time to learn their culture.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
not make fun of it, because sometimes And even a form of respect is like not speaking, you know, a different language in a group when mm-hmm. some people don't speak the same language. Because
yes.
I served in the Philippines, so I've had mm-hmm. friends where we speak Tagalog, and then I've had other friends who are like, actually, I don't feel like included when you do that. And I'm like, mm-hmm. So you have to kind of, yeah, go along. And I think that's one way of showing respect is respecting people's views and their cultures.
Yeah, that's so, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. I forgot what I was going to say. I was about to say something. I'm like, I had a really, really good one.
He was so caught up by what she said.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, those are very good thoughts. That's why.
It's very true. Yeah.
But what about ourselves? Like, how can we respect ourselves more?
I've seen like this meme, which I really think is really good, but it's like normalize saying no. Because like I'm very much a yes. Like if somebody asks me, can you do this? Yes. Even if I can't do it, yes, I'm going to do it. And then like sometimes I burn myself out. But I think we should know where our limits are.
Yes,
that's what we're able to, or our capacity, and then respect ourselves enough to know when to say no.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very true. Yes. Yeah. I agree.
I think going back to valuing your own time, it's going along with what you said too, you know, like knowing when to say no and understanding how much time you can actually give for someone. And you have to also remember you have to give time to yourself in order to, you know, actually rest and have time to think and all that. I think that's very important. That way we can actually respect ourselves even more and even self-love, if anything, you know. If we're not respecting ourselves, we're not giving ourselves self-love, and we're not giving ourselves time to love ourselves, you know? What about you, Deidre? Yep.
I completely agree with you guys, what you said. I don't know, like this whole episode has me thinking of Mr. Scrooge for some reason.
Which Scrooge is this?
The Christmas Carol, Carol, Mr. Scrooge. Like, you know, he's just a bitter old man. And I'm like, yes. We really have to start with respecting ourselves before definitely. Can also respect others, But I feel like everyone should know that you are valued and you matter, but also think about others as well. Have a little empathy for them because you don't know what they're going through.
That's right. That's how it is. Amen. Well, I think that's basically it for our episode. So again, thank you so much, Ula, for being our guest here today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was fun.
Well, we hope you actually, you know, enjoy it.
How are you feeling though, like right now?
There was a lot of thinking that went into this episode. As we were talking, I was thinking about like my personal life experiences and whether or not I've been disrespectful, you know, and like trying to call myself out on things. But yeah, I feel like really grateful to have had this conversation because I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. And sometimes it's a hard conversation to have, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
Because sometimes we think that we're doing things a certain way or we're being respectful. And then like talking about it, you're like, oh, well, actually, I can improve in this area. So this is what's going through my mind right now.
Well, we're glad that we're able to help you think a little bit more.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Any last advices to our friends and family who are here today listening?
Me?
Yeah.
I guess my biggest advice is that like you're not in competition with anyone else. You're just competing against yourself, and sometimes our self-respect goes out the window when we compare our beginning chapter to someone else's middle chapter. So
that's right. Great advice. Perfect. Perfect to end the episode.
Exactly.
Well, that's it, folks. Thank you so much, friends and family, for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 4. We hope you enjoy with our topic here today. We're talking about you know, respecting elders and the importance of it and how important it is to respect yourself as well. So again, hope you learned a thing or two. Please be sure to follow us on our Facebook, DT Talks podcast, Instagram, DT Talks_podcast, and also follow us on other podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. And this has been
DT Talks. We're done.
Finish. Bye.
Bye.